morning and welcome to another morning prayer service. This is in our poetry, prayer, and piano series. Today is, I think, Wednesday, April 22nd. Days are just sort of running together now. This is Pastor Allison, Second Presbyterian Church, Portsmouth, Ohio. I am at the church recording, but I'm in my office today. Often I like to go and sit and record in the sanctuary. But it's awfully cold in there right now because we're not using it. And today is, since it's a Wednesday, it's our pantry day. So you'll probably hear noises in the background, people coming and going, doors opening and closing, people pulling into the parking lot. So hopefully that's not too distracting to you. But I wanted to hurry up and get this recorded so I could get it uploaded sometime before noon today. So in this series of poetry, prayer, and piano, we've been focusing on the poetry of Mary Oliver, who is a poet I have discovered in the last couple of years, and I find so much of her writing just to fill me with delight. And being filled with delight, I think, is very important these days, and so it's kind of been my spiritual discipline of sorts, is to find things that give me joy or make me laugh. I was talking to Stan Workman yesterday. He was recording the piece that is going to come at the end of today's service, and he has started this great thing probably about the time the pandemic started. He started posting on his Facebook page and then sharing it a couple of other places, kind of an uplifting musical moment of the day. So if you're not friends with him, but you're curious to hear what his take on uplifting music is, I have been sharing those on our church's Facebook page, so you can find those there. And in the meantime, I've just been finding a funny meme or cartoon or something to post, because that's one of the ways I cope with stress and when things are going on. So for example, yesterday I saw someone who shared a kind of recreated book cover. You probably know the children's book Alexander and the Very Good, Awful, No Bad, whatever day. And so someone reimagined it to say, Alexander and the day that blended into every other day like some Kafka-esque nightmare with no merciful end in sight. And I just thought that was pretty funny. And again, finding delight and joy in things is pretty important. So that's kind of been my spiritual discipline during this pandemic. And so I am glad to be reconnecting with Mary Oliver as a poet. I was reading about her the other day, and I discovered, for those of you who are Ohio State Buckeye fans, that she was indeed a student at The Ohio University. She didn't graduate. I'm not sure that she did some schooling someplace else, too. I'm not sure that she actually ever finished a degree anywhere, but I thought, you know, she's a Maple Heights girl when she started, and that OSU connection, I thought, would be something that would make her a little bit more endearing to you all here in Southern Ohio. So the poem that we have for today's morning prayer service is one called Don't Hesitate. And it's one I have run across it somewhere else before. I don't remember exactly how or why, but it was kind of an unexpected joy to come across it again in putting together these services for this week. So once again, this is poetry, prayer, and piano, and so we're going to start with a poem called Don't Hesitate by Mary Oliver. If you suddenly and unexpectedly feel joy, don't hesitate. Give in to it. There are plenty of lives and whole towns destroyed or about to be. We are not wise and not very often kind, and much can never be redeemed. Still, life has some possibility left. Perhaps this is its way of fighting back, that sometimes something happens better than all the riches or power in the world. It could be anything, but very likely you notice it in the instant when love begins. Anyway, that's often the case. Anyway, whatever it is, don't be afraid of its plenty. joy is not made to be a crime. I love those last two lines. Anyway, that's often the case. Anyway, whatever it is, don't be afraid of its plenty. Joy is not made to be a crumb. That's so delicious, I'm gonna read it again. And I encourage you to look up and read for yourselves. Go back over these poems. So again, this is Don't Hesitate by Mary Oliver. If you suddenly and unexpectedly feel joy, don't hesitate. Give in to it. There are plenty of lives and whole towns destroyed or about to be. We are not wise and not very often kind, and much can never be redeemed. Still, life has some possibility left. Perhaps this is its way of fighting back, that sometimes something happens better than all the riches or power in the world. It could be anything. But very likely you notice it in the instant when love begins. Anyway, that's often the case. Anyway, whatever it is, don't be afraid of its plenty. Joy is not made to be a crumb. Oh, that's just, it's just delicious. Joy is not made to be a crumb. It's made to be a feast. So if you suddenly and unexpectedly feel joy, don't hesitate. Give into it. These are wise words for us to be hanging on to with both hands at this time particularly, but at any time when life is difficult or things are not going the way that we had originally intended. The prayer I have for you today is, again, from my The Complete Book of Christian Prayer, the most audaciously titled book I've ever seen. But it's so full of good stuff at the same time. And this is a prayer that's actually better for the end of the day. So if you're listening to this, I recommend you listen to it again, maybe before you go to bed, if you wanted to skip through the poem part, just so that you can remember this prayer in the evening. And it's by someone named Jacob Boehme. Boehme, who lived from 1575 to 1624. It's one of the things I love about this book is that it's got prayers from just all kinds of different time periods and places and cultures, and I love reading prayers from throughout the centuries. So again, this is really meant as kind of an evening prayer, so if you wanted to listen to this again later on today, I highly recommend that. So the prayer says this: as I take off my dusty, dirty clothes, let me also be stripped of the sins I have committed this day. I confess, dear Lord, that in so many ways my thoughts and actions have been impure. Now I come before you, naked in body and bare in soul, to be washed clean. Let me rest tonight in your arms, and so may the dreams that pass through my mind be holy. And let me awake tomorrow, strong and eager to serve you. Amen. I love the idea that prayer is more than just sitting with our eyes closed and our hands folded, and I think the more that we can incorporate prayer into kind of our daily routine, the closer we get to that whole pray continually thing that I think 1 Thessalonians 5 talks about. Rejoice in the Lord always, you know, give thanks and pray continually. I didn't actually look that scripture up, that's what I think it says, approximately. But I love this idea, at the end of the day, taking a few moments, you know, the idea of the daily examine is kind of a formal way of unwinding and reflecting on your day, but this is also a wonderful kind of confessional and cleansing routine. This idea of as you kind of take your clothes off at the end of the day, although, I don't know, maybe some of us are just kind of living in the same clothes 24 hours a day, but eventually we take them off and put on clean ones again. But I love this idea of, as I take off my dusty, dirty clothes, let me also be stripped of the sins. And so the idea of coming before God, just naked in body, and bare in soul to be washed clean. And that idea of cleansing and remembering that God is always, always, always willing to forgive our sins so that then we may rest physically in God's arms. And so that the dreams that pass through my mind be holy. I've read there's an interesting phenomenon of people are having some pretty outrageous dreams these days, and it's kind of a result of the stressful circumstances that we're all living under. So the idea that confession and repentance and forgiveness, as we kind of physically clean ourselves, that could sink in so deeply to us that it might actually help us to rest better at night. I think there's a lot to that. I think sleeping is my superpower. When I get stressed, I sleep an extra lot. So falling asleep is not generally a problem for me, but I know it is for many people. So I love the idea of, again, that confession and repentance and then the forgiveness. So let me rest tonight in your arms. And so may the dreams that pass through my mind be holy. And let me awake tomorrow strong and eager to serve you. So I love that note of hopefulness in service the next day after going through this ritual of, again, confession and repentance and forgiveness. So that is Don't Hesitate by Mary Oliver, and this is a prayer from Jacob Beam, and I will try to make both of those, I haven't been doing this, but I will try to make both of those available individually as posts on our social media so that if you want to dwell on those a little bit more, that'll make it a little bit easier for you if you're not able to find these yourselves. So, and the piano solo we have for you today, again, is recorded by Dr. Stan Workman, and it is called Brother Quixote. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.